Vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The 37th Festival International de Musique Actuelle de Victoriaville, a must for safe live arts, May 17th to 23rd. Concerts, sound art installations in public spaces, experimental short films, and visual arts. For a safe event of living arts, let's meet in Victo this May. Details and tickets for the 37th FEMAV at www.femav.qc.ca. That's www.femav.qc.ca.
Now I have to talk to the audience. I have to say,
are you talking before you play anything? Or are you playing?
I'm saying, I say, hi, it's EKT. And what's the name of the show? It's called If You Got Ears. Today, medicine.
This is an example of large bowel obstruction in an 82-year-old male patient with a constricting carcinoma of the transverse colon. A careful study of the variations in intestinal sounds as presented on this record will be helpful in the recognition and understanding of obstruction in the gastrointestinal tract.
Or not. Constricted transverse colon from Stahlgren and Ferguson. This is a guy from Manchester named Matt Wand. Runs a label called Hot Air. This is a Hot Air compilation called Hot Air, and Dr. Aswani presents Medical Milestones. The Hot Air closed in 2003, but lives again on Bandcamp, like a lot of labels. The first disc credited to Dr. Stahlgren and Dr. Ferguson was a 7-inch called Unruly Guts, supposedly recordings of the sound inside people's bowels, in which it was a typical of Hot Air that they kind of lie to you about what the record's actually about. Today, medicine. Medicine, in particular, medicine and avant-garde music, since that's what the show is about. So we're going to hear Sound of Surgery, the heart, cracking joints, rhinoplasty. We won't be copping out and playing music with just medical titles because this isn't Nightlines. No one remembers Nightlines except me.
I remember it too.
But we will cop out and play music by doctors. And one of the things to do this show, we dug up a real doctor. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
What kind of doctor are you, Kathy?
I'm an anesthesiologist.
So you like kill people and bring them back to life?
Well, I don't like to look at it that way. My goal is to keep people comfortable and safe while and alive while they're having surgeries performed on them.
The one thing I didn't understand about anesthesiology before I met you was how much you deal with people's throats.
You didn't know it was a throaty discipline?
No, I didn't know it was like an airway-like thing.
Well, in the short run, if somebody... If you want somebody to stay alive, the two main things they have to have going on is their heart and their lungs. So their circulation and their breathing, the ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. And so the A is airway. So when somebody is under anesthetic, we usually have to help them with their breathing. And to do that, we will often put a tube into their trachea, and to access their trachea, we go through the throat. So we open their mouth and we put a tube in their throat while they're already under.
Let's see. So we're going to, essentially this show is an excuse to play the Matmos record. Do you know that record? A Chance to Cut is
yeah.
A Chance to Cure. It's all surgical sounds and bone sounds. And I believe one track is Laser Eye Surgery. So we'll play that in a second.
I wonder how they got their hands on all of that material. Do you know?
Well, I think some of it was donated. Some of it is just like the sound of the cage of their pet rat and the sound of bones clanging together. But the laser eye surgery, I haven't done the research on this for a long time. I think they just got it from a laser eye surgeon. They're both sons of doctors.
Okay.
Drew Daniel Martin Schmidt, originally like a 90s San Francisco electronic thing, and now they're based in, take a guess, Baltimore.
Okay, no, I wouldn't have guessed.
It's Drew Daniel.
I'm glad I didn't try.
Drew Daniel did took him 10 years to do a PhD in literature, partly because he had to sneak in the two world tours with Bjork in there somewhere. So now he teaches at Johns Hopkins. Literature. So the two of them live in Baltimore now. We'll play some Atmos. We'll get to that in a second. And also, Matthew Herbert has a bunch of weirdo medical sampling stuff.
Who's that?
It's a British guy who turns up with Matmos once in a while. And I think the track we're going to play has the sound of Drew Daniel's pulse in it. And all a bunch of these all these tracks are, at least half the stuff I'm playing is from 2001. There was just some, it was just sort of in the air, and then it coalesced into the like gross medical sampling noise sounds. So all of a sudden it was just everywhere. The Matmos, Matthew Herbert, the Fantomas disc Delirium Cordio, which is all sort of surgery sounds. Although I think in their case, mostly stolen from Hollywood movies. we have some heart sounds. We have Chris McGone's Cracking Joint record, which is an uncomfortable listen for some people. Let's start with Mammals, though. This is a scary track called California Rhinoplasty. We'll be right back. Foreign Bodies is a track by Herbert from a 2001 disc called Bodily Functions. And The Crane Across the Street is starting up again. Can you hear it?
Who wrote the music for The Crane?
Through it, if you live on the plateau, or if you're planning to live on the plateau, get used to construction noise. Tell me again about the weird, crazy blood sound in the middle there. There's like a blood sound in the middle of that track going.
So that's the sound of a Doppler probe. It's like a special ultrasound that you'll put on a blood vessel, and you can hear blood flow going through the vessel using Doppler technology, sort of like speaking of sirens, the way that the siren sounds different when it's coming towards you than it's going away from you. It's a similar sort of thing to be able to look at the velocity of the blood flow. We'll use Dopplers often for checking whether a limb is still being perfused after it's been operated on, a limb being an arm or a leg. And anyone who has been taken care of in the hospital when they're pregnant or been around somebody like that has also heard the Doppler when they're checking the baby's heartbeat.
Oh, that's I remember this going.
That's pretty good, yeah.
No. So it's like, okay, there's something in there, and it's going. Yeah. In a moment, we'll hear the OBE record with the heartbeat sounds in it, which is kind of scary. First, though, the Phantomas disc Delirium Cordia from... When is this from? This is not a 2001 disc. 2004. So I guess the medical sampling thing went to 2004. Although OBE is from the 90s and released by Alienate. But who is this? Mike Patton's weird art music project with people from the Melvins and Slayer and so on. Brace yourself. Steel Up is the track from Cardiac Strain by Obes, late noise artist. Oh my god, what is his name? Akafumi Nakajima. This is a Montreal record. This is an old Alienate record from 97. It looks really nice and sounds terrifying. The last time I played this on CKT, one of the staff members came down from upstairs wondering what was going on. It's like, I think the lights went out upstairs or something, and he was like terrified that it was just like something bad was happening, because it's just all, it's this relentless like heartbeat noise. It kind of sounds like a horror movie.
It does. Like there is totally a sense of impending doom when you're listening to that. How do you spell aube?
The same way you'd spell like the French word for
A-U-B-E?
Shadow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but sadly died in 2003. He's been gone for a while. And Alienate, I believe, has been gone for a while too, which is sad. What do we play before that? Phantomas, Delirium Cordia, a couple tracks from Delirium Cordia. This is the Phantomas Surgery disc from 2004. I really like the beginning of that piece, which is just like four bass notes and a lot of just clattery surgery sound. Or Dr. Kathy says it's not... A lot of that is not surgery. They're just setting up instruments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the prelude to surgery.
The prelude to surgery. Okay, there is actually a moan in there somewhere. If you were listening, you heard it.
Oh, I didn't hear the moan, but that would imply that there was no anesthetist there.
Hi, this is CKT. The show is called If You Got Ears. Dr. Kathy and I are here. There's also a crane across the street. If you listen very closely, you can hear it. But that's pandemic radio for you. What are we doing now? This is a disc from someone long associated with this radio station, Christophe Magone, now, I believe, art professor at U of T Mississauga, maybe? Lived in Montreal for a long time and has done a lot of body, sound, art, microscopic little sound. I never like describing the music made by people I know, because I know I'll get it wrong and then I'll get in trouble. But it's a disc from 2001 called Crackers, all made from the sounds of joints cracking. Can you crack anything on your body?
My shoulder.
Really? Oh.
And I can, unfortunately, I also hear when I do circles with my head, I hear my neck cracking everywhere, which is really scary. I don't like it.
Okay, and then now, in order to do my elbows, I will have to make a quick motion like this. Okay. So I'll make sure I don't bust into the thing, but I usually have to be standing to do it. Let's, all right, so you keep it in one place.
Okay.
That was the closest I could come there. Now... the jaw, which is usually on this side. Okay. It's that one that a lot of people like to hear. Neck. Now, usually if you can put it back in here. All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Hold on. I'll pinch this.
I was hoping for a better one than that.
Not much, no.
No. Toes, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're going to have to be right on the floor for this. Oh, no, just a second. I can do it here. Okay. So the other one. Might as well exhaust all of the areas and then get to my back. Okay. And then, now, when I do my back, I have to swing it as well. So you stay in one place, and the best sounds usually come out about right there.